The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Excited to bring on a couple new sponsors this month, and let me tell you about one that I am going to be using quite regularly: Alive and Well Hydration. Alive and Well Hydration is a mobile IV infusion group. They can do everything from cold and flu, COVID regeneration, fat burners, more energy, B12 injections, prenatal care for all your rough days, athlete recovery, and the hangover cure. Guys, first off, I went to school with this dude who has this place now, or is part of it, Mr. Justin Frost. Thank you for being a sponsor. And let me tell you, they do weddings. They'll come to your house. They come to your office. They'll come to wherever, maybe even your podcast studio. And I just want to tell the folks over at Alive and Well Hydration, I plan on using y'all. Heck, I'm going to have to with the way that my year is going, or the way that my year is going to end anyway. So y'all do me a favor. Y'all go look up Alive and Well Hydration here in Middle Georgia now. New with us this month is C. Martin Construction. My buddy, Dennis Farmer's granddaddy, started it back when he was 16 years old, and my buddy Dennis took it over here recently. They offer everything from site prep, demolition, pond digging, grading, land clearing. My buddy Dennis is cool as hell. Y'all make sure y'all go check them out at C. Martin Construction. They have a money-back guaranteed. If you don't like their service, then they'll make it right with you. I know these folks personally, and as far as construction goes, I think you'll be in damn good hands. So give my guy a call now at 478-283-1246. Call Mr. Dennis Farmer at C. Martin Construction now. How about some cowboy stuff? My buddy, old friend, Chris Sapp, owner of Desperado & Company, over at the Pooler Tanger Outlet Mall. They are in Suite 611. They offer all kind of Western wear. Boots, toddlers, youth, women's, men's, everything. They have Ariat wallets, phone cases, men and women's jewelry, Montana silversmith, belt buckles, Ariat belts for men. They offer clinch. Ariat and Wrangler are their main brands of clothes. Lots of exotic boots. Guys, I saw some of the stuff that they're bringing me and some of the stuff I get to try on. Let me tell you, there's a lot of great Western wear places that are up in Nashville that I get to go to. This place compares to every single one of them. So what I need you guys to do is look up Desperado & Company, Chris Sapp. Their phone number is 912-604-0389. Go check them out. Get all turquoise the hell up. Get all westerned up. Look like a cowboy, cowgirl. Western fashion is the coolest shit to me, by the way. And the fact that they're on board as a sponsor now, I can't wait to try on some of the stuff that he has sent me and everything that they have sent me in pictures to get my size in. Dude, it's all banging. It's all awesome. So look up Desperado & Company now. Mr. Chris Sapp, once again, the Pooler Tanger Outlet Mall, Suite 611. Let me tell you about the wonderful Miss Vicky down at Dolly's Delights. This time of year is when every one of y'all are looking for something to give your coworkers, your friends, your family, whatever, whoever. And let me tell you, she does these wonderful gift baskets. She brought me one to the studio yesterday. She wanted to change her ad up a little bit, and she wanted to give me a preview of what you guys can get. Now look, I got some great candy, also some other cool things for men, and plus, I guess she knew I like candles. She obviously went all out for this basket, trying to put on a good show for me, and she did. So everybody that is associated with Raising Grace Studio will be getting one of these gift baskets for the holidays, and I recommend you guys get them too. Now, she told me this is one of the more expensive ones, but if you don't feel like spending a whole lot of money on one, she's got some for around $30-$40 as well, and she can supply your whole office, your whole school, whatever. So, Miss Vicky at Dolly's Delights, thank you. If you want to get in touch with her now, call her at 478-231-7237 or go visit her at 5122 3rd Avenue, Eastman, Georgia. Now, a couple days ago, I did a show with Miss Lori from Lori's Dive-In over in Alamo. She brought me and Gracie all types of food, even a keto pizza, a cauliflower pizza. I've never ate anything like that before in my life. And let me tell you, it was banging. The wings were amazing. She does this special mix-up with lemon pepper and buffalo, and it's out of this world. Her wings are cooked better than almost any place I've ever been. Let's see, what else did she bring us? She brought us fried Oreos. She brought us fried pickles. The barbecue was awesome. The hamburger was banging. When you go there too, folks, you can go back and listen to the whole episode between me and her. Her staff is awesome. You feel like you're at home. It's just the best little place around. I know whenever we go through Alamo or I'm going down 16, I'm going to divert myself to go get lunch there. Y'all, please go check her out. Her phone number is 912-568-1645. It's on Commerce Street over in Alamo. You can't miss it. It's Lori's Dive-In. Go get fed good. Go get treated good. You're not going to get better service from better people anywhere around here. So go check her out now. What's up, folks? So, y'all don't get too bored on me, but this is a solely Josh Terry episode. As y'all know, I try to be as transparent as possible. And whenever there's struggles going on in my life, or whatever, I always feel like it is just the best thing to do, to share it with you guys. Past couple weeks have been hard. Past couple weeks have been real hard on me. The holidays always suck for everybody, right? Anybody that battles mental health, anybody that's single this time of year, anybody that's fucking just lonely this time of year, whatever. This time of year just fucking sucks, to be honest with you. But I had to add a whole week of the flu, the worst shit I've ever had as far as a cold or anything. I had it was worse than fucking COVID, to be honest with you. And then this past whole ass week, I ended up in the emergency room and had to go to a specialist because now my guts and my gallbladder decide they don't fucking like me no more. It's not enough that women leave me. Now my fucking vital organs want to dip the fuck out and go KO on my ass. I know that the gallbladder is not a vital organ before one of you asshats send me a message. So I've been like kind of in a shitty place. And then it's also the same time of year. I lost my papa last year. So dealing with all that shit. And let me tell you, it just seems like it's all hit me at once. And I was laying in bed a while ago, and I was probably texting somebody I shouldn't be texting. And they pretty much told me, hey, you know, I still care about you, all this bullshit. And they were actually nice. I shouldn't say all this bullshit. But they're dating somebody. And I really started to realize it. And like, ain't like me and this person been together for a long time. But I really just started to realize, and I started to look around, and I was like, fuck. Every single one of my friends are in a relationship. I mean, there's not a single one of them that's not. And I had to do a little, you know, self-examination. And I kind of wallowed down deeper into my little depression, my hole for a few minutes. And it wasn't a good place. It wasn't a good place. So instead of me sitting there, and I can't drink right now because of the medication that I'm on, or I'd probably be shit-faced hammered. So, you know, I'm always looking for a good reason for God to remind me that he's there. And I think, honestly, me not being able to drink right now is probably the best fucking thing for me. Because I would have done what I always do. I would have dived into a bottle of whiskey. I would have drowned whatever emotion that I was feeling. I would have just fucking ran from it. And I just said, fuck that. I said, I'm not doing that. I really didn't have a choice this time. But I was like, no, I don't want to do that to myself this time. I really don't. I've got to figure out better solutions to my problems, because the way I've been solving them for 35 years just don't always fucking work. And that is when I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the studio. I've already got to do some ads for some people. I want to thank the new sponsors that joined the show this month. But I was like, you know what? I know that there's people out there right now. There's people out there right now that are struggling that, you know, need to know that they're not alone. And I talk a good talk sometimes about how I don't think it's taboo to talk about mental health anymore. Or I don't get scared of my depression or anxiety anymore. And I wanted to sit down and talk openly to where you guys know that is the truth. To where I don't want you to struggle by yourself. I don't want you to be alone. I want you to think, or I want you to look at somebody like me that's always on the go, that's always around wonderful people. And I want you to know I don't have the shit figured out. I don't have much figured out. But I know that as long as there's a tomorrow, I got a chance to fix everything. And it ever comes a point to where I stop seeing there being a tomorrow for me, well, then I've failed. And I'm not going to fucking fail. And I don't want any of you guys to fail. There's always a chance to right the wrongs. There's always a chance to make a bad situation better as long as you are moving forward. If you just stay stuck in the past and you stay stuck in the bullshit, you're never going to move on. You're going to beat yourself up for the rest of time. And I'm just kind of tired of beating myself up about shit. You know, I'm real upset to the fact that there might be something that's pretty big for me, a meeting in Nashville that I might have to cancel on Tuesday. And I was thinking about it a while ago, and I was just like, you know what? If there's a reason why I have to cancel, the way that I believe in the good Lord and the way that I believe in everything, then there's a reason behind it. There's something better for me. And I've got to tell myself that more. And I need you guys to tell yourself that more. You know, I just had Mr. Chris on the show last week. We talked a lot about Creative Vets and what all they do. Well, that's a wonderful organization. But there also needs to be people just helping out individuals like me and you. And I just don't put enough emphasis on that. I put a lot of emphasis on our military and our first responders and all that kind of stuff, and I always will. They'll always have a special place in my heart. But, you know, I wonder if some of y'all know that, you know, you're just as fucking special. You guys that have never served or whatever, you're a special fucking person too. You have a purpose. You know, I've never served. A lot of people know the story. I was about to sign up when I was 18 years old, and I got in trouble for stealing scrap metal, and that literally got scrapped. That idea went out the fucking window, and I'll never be able to do that. But if I'd have done it, I wouldn't have been able to be in the position I'm in now in speaking to a lot of people and helping people over the past several years. That's my mission, I believe. And, you know, I want you guys to know that you're okay. I'm going to be okay. This time of year just has a way of fucking you. It has a way with playing mind games with you. Had the SEC championship today. And I was laying there, and I'm looking at all my friends on social media. And my depression is just fucking getting to me. It's my anxiety is getting to me. It's like, you know what? I didn't get invited to the first fucking party. No one was like, hey, Josh, you want to come watch the SEC championship? And I literally had to fight with my own fucking brain, I guess, and be like, motherfucker, you've posted you was on bed rest all week. Your friends, a lot of them are married. They're settled down. You don't like anybody. The people that you actually would go hang out with or do something with, they know your ass ain't coming. I've set that precedent to where they don't invite me. But then I want to blame them for not inviting me. That's your mental health. That's your depression. That's that fucking demon that's in your head trying to play a trick on you. And I don't want to project that demon on anybody anymore. I want to realize that when that shit starts messing with me, that I'm the only one that can solve it. I can lean on other people. I can talk to other people about it. But I have to come to terms with it. I have to come to grips with it. I have to have a handle on my shit in order to get over my shit. And, you know, it was just hitting me that maybe everything the past 2 weeks, maybe being home tonight, maybe being a little bit lonely tonight, maybe every bit of that was just because I needed to do a show like this at this time of year and remind you guys that if you're not okay, that's okay. You're not the only one struggling. You're not the only one that is hurting right now. And I just want to make sure that you guys know that I'm here for you. I want to be like Papa Josh. I want to be the big brother. I want to be whatever the fuck you guys need me to be. My social media is, if any of y'all are ever struggling and need to get in touch with somebody and just fucking talk. My Instagram and my Snapchat is JLTerry87. My Facebook is Josh Terry. I want you guys to know that I really do believe when I say that this is my purpose. That the reason why I survived my suicide attempt, the reason why I've had to go through and battle all the mental health shit that I've had to battle was because I'm supposed to be an advocate for it. I'm supposed to be able to talk about it. I'm supposed to be able to help people. I'm supposed to make your trauma and your bullshit and the stuff that you're going through are bullshit. That we find a way to take the negative in your life and turn it into a positive. And that's what I got to get back to doing sometimes. Like, I gotta get over the fact that, you know, I get pissed off every time I get on TikTok live now, every fucking time. We're doing our toy drive right now, and I'm gonna end up having to let some families down. We have 30 families this year, and then I just don't see us getting done in the next 14 days. I just do not fucking see it happening. We've still got 16 families to go. 16 families to go. And man, that's a tough stack. But I've had a lot going on. I've been sick as fuck. And that's just my fault. And I want to do the best I can the next couple of weeks to help those families. But I also want to do the things I can to help you guys that are listening. And I've just got to get back to that shit. And I want you guys to, too. I want you guys to remember why we started doing these shows in the first place. I know what the fuck I was talking about. I get sidetracked sometimes. I posted that I was sad. Not sad. I posted that, I can't remember. Oh, I posted on Snapchat that I couldn't drink or anything. And, of course, now would be when I'm in my feelings. When I can't fucking drink, what do y'all expect me to do? Drown myself in milk. And ever since then, women have started sending me pictures of their titties on Snapchat. I do appreciate it, ladies. I do appreciate it, but that's not what I'm really looking for there. But thank you. Thank you very much. But what I was talking about with TikTok Live is it's harder and harder to see these people that are living a fake life on social media, and they're not putting out the negative side of it. They're only putting out the positive side of it. And then it makes a lot of people just feel like, well, goddamn, am I the only sad motherfucker? All these happy-ass people on here. And you know they're not. You know they're fucking miserable. You know, right now, I'm caught between a rock and a hard place. I want to get on there and I want to bitch. But I can't because we still have to help folks. We have to help with the toy drive. And I don't want to come off like this just fucking jaded asshole anymore. I'm jaded. Don't get me wrong. I have a hard time with a lot of shit right now. I see people who have not put the time and effort into stuff like I do. And they're just getting opportunity after opportunity. It pisses you off. But also, my road is not supposed to be an easy road. The reason why I even have...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The God's armor tattooed on me and the cross tattooed on my chest and Isaiah 41:10. It said, every morning when I look in that mirror, I know that I am a soldier. I am not a fucking preacher. That I am supposed to be battle scarred. I'm supposed to be broken. I'm supposed to be moving in the right direction. I'm supposed to keep moving forward as long as good things are happening to me. I'm not supposed to worry about the chinks in my armor. As long as that armor is still holding together, then I'm fucking good. I'm Gucci. It's when you start worrying about those little chinks. It's when you start worrying about those little cracks in your armor that you lose sight of it. That's why, you know, I guess what's that saying? I might have lost the battle, but I won the war. You know, it's the same thing. And everything today has just hit me. And it hit me in a way to where I could have bitched. I could have moaned about it. Or I could have got on here and reminded you guys, you're not alone. That I know that is a shitty time of year. But I'm here for you. Your friends and family are here for you. You got strangers out there that are probably cheering for you. And then you got probably people you call your friends that are rooting for you to fail. And I'm having to get that concept more and more daily. I've talked about it a good bit on here to where, you know, I've never seen anybody that was more successful than me that rooted for me to fail. It's always the people that are less successful than you that are stuck in whatever they're in right now. They're the ones that want to see you fail. People that are doing better than you, they don't give a fuck what you do. They, be honest with you, I bet you most of them want you to get up to their level so you can succeed together. People that are trying to bring you down are trying to bring you down to their level because they can't get to yours. That's a very fucking hard lesson to learn. And you've really got to start paying attention to who's in your corner for your mental health's sake. I made a TikTok the other day, and I think it pretty much said that start paying attention who inconvenience themselves to help you and be there for you. Those are the ones that are really in your corner. And the way that you'll know them is they'll inconvenience themselves to help you, but they'll never expect you to inconvenience yourself to help them. Even though that if you got somebody that inconveniences themselves to help you, you better go out your fucking way to help them because them the real motherfuckers. Those are the people that's got your back. Those are the people that are going to help you. They're going to be the people when you're 2,000 miles from home and you ain't got a dollar in your fucking pocket, they're going to be the ones that help you figure something out. Those lifelong friends that you think are going to be there, some of them might, but I'll guarantee you a lot of them are bitching about you in the shadows. I think I'm lucky in the fact that I keep my circle at home small. My circle on social media and my buddies in Nashville, they're all dreamers. They're people that want more out of life. So I don't really see them wishing bad on me. And I don't know if any of y'all have that problem, but it just seems like the people that have the same mindset as you that you meet off social media, the good ones, they're rooting for you to succeed. They're rooting for you to succeed a whole lot more than them small town people. And I'm not knocking small town people because everybody's situation is going to be different. I just think in my situation, the reason why I feel like shit going around town or whatever, there's a lot of people that want to see my studio close. They want to see me fail. They want to see me fall flat on my motherfucking face. And I wish they would say it to me because God damn, it would juice me up. It would juice me up. It would get me fucking going. And I need more of that because right now there's a lot of ass kissers. And I don't much care for the ass kissers. Don't get me wrong. Some of y'all are fun. Some of y'all are really like. I do need my head to swell every once in a while. But some of y'all, I just, this is not needed. I want people, I've always said, I want to be the least successful person in a room because you can learn from everybody that way. No matter what career you're in, no matter what line of work you're in or whatever, if you're the least successful person in the room, everybody there can teach you something. Once you become the most successful person in the room, you have nothing to learn and you better be fucking having fuck you money. That's what I want one day. I want fuck you money. And I ain't close to it yet. Right now, it's fuck me money that I'm living by. And I bet a bunch of y'all know that this time of year. That's another thing. You know, it just doesn't seem like right now that a dollar ever goes far enough. $100 doesn't go far enough. $1,000 doesn't go far enough. Right now, in these holidays, that's another reason why everybody's so fucking depressed. You got to buy presents. And then, I don't know if I've ever done this, I bought presents for ungrateful people before. I've hurt my own feelings by buying special presents for unspecial people. But I thought they was fucking special at the time. Shit'll hurt. Shit hurts you bad. That's why I'm very picky about buying presents. I usually try not to get in a relationship at any point in time this year. But after looking at all my friends' Facebooks a while ago, I'm finna go ask a homeless bitch on the corner if she wants a date. I don't know what it is with me lately. I'll go through these phases. And I don't know if any of y'all are like this. I'll go through these phrases where it's like, I don't need anybody. I don't need a woman. I don't need anybody. And then the second you find out some bullshit, you're like, God damn it. I knew I should have spoke up. I knew I should have said something. Because now I missed another opportunity. I'm telling you, if one more bitch gets engaged that I had a crush on, that I should have said something to, I'm just going to shoot myself in the fucking foot. Stop waiting so long to pursue whatever you want to pursue. And I'm not even just talking about relationships. Stop waiting so long to chase your dreams. There's a dude that's coming around me now. And he's got some aspirations, some stuff that he's always wanted to do, but nobody's ever told him he could. And if any of y'all need that, if any of y'all need this kick in the ass, come around the studio. I'll tell you. I'll tell you in a fucking heartbeat. I had a conversation not long ago with somebody, and she's a teacher. And I was explaining to her how I wished I wouldn't have concentrated so much on sports growing up. I wish I would have concentrated on things that I could have really used in life and actually been good at. I never was going to be an MLB baseball player. I never was going to play NFL football. Never going to play college, either one of them. I might have played college baseball. Definitely not college football. But it just didn't happen. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't big enough, wasn't athletic enough. I was none of these things. But I was creative enough to where I should have been writing poetry. I should have been focused on things, playing the guitar, writing music. I should have been focused on all the things that I actually was or could have been good at. We won't know if I'm good at any of those things for several years from now because I'm playing catch up. I'm liable to be 40 before I figure out how to play the guitar well. And before I actually can write something that's worth a fuck. But even if I don't, it's therapeutic to me, and I'm fine with that. But I should have been focused on things that were good for me, not things that were bad for me. But nobody ever told me I could. Nobody ever told me that there's different life out there than sports, working at the Air Force Base, or working at the power company. I know there's other jobs around here. Those are just the ones that I picked. And I wish somebody would have. I wish someone would have. And I want this to be like y'all's wake-up call if anybody needs it. This isn't a dress rehearsal that you're going through right now. This is your only chance you have to live life. YOLO might be stupid as fuck, but you only live once. I hate that reference, YOLO. But you really do. You really only fucking live once. Jamie Johnson's got that song by the seat of your pants, and it's "Life Ain't No Rehearsal, Boy." You only get one chance. You learn this by the seat of your pants. And let me tell you, the older you get, the more you better start fucking living and taking chances and doing the things you love, because you're not going to get a chance to do them again. You're not going to get them back. You're not. Sorry, I had a quick pause. That might have been one of those text messages that you're supposed to answer. I'm so full of shit. Ain't going to be lonely for long. Yes, I am. Anyway, you guys have just got to start living. You know, it makes me feel good when I see my friends get to do stuff through me, when they're getting new opportunities or they're getting new chances to go do shit, or they're getting brought into a world that they've never seen before. Because I was brought into this world by my friends. Starting back in the day with radio, Dave Stone. My big bro, I love that fucker, the Kragan. If it wasn't for him, I never get brought into radio. If it wasn't for the people at the first radio station that I worked at, I would have never known that I was decent at radio. If it wasn't for you guys and some random ass people along the way, I wouldn't known I was good at podcasts. Charts and everything kind of help you, and they show you that you don't suck, which is always nice. But it's the people. It's the reassurance. And I'm trying to give some of y'all reassurance tonight. I'm trying to tell y'all that it's okay to chase whatever the fuck you need to chase. It's okay to gamble on yourself. You know, a bunch of y'all are going to say, well, I've got kids. Well, make sure your kids are took care of, and outside of that, chase your fucking dreams. Set a precedent that your kids need to chase their dreams one day. Don't teach your kids it's okay to be ordinary. And for all of y'all that want to be ordinary, that's fine. I've said it a million times. It's perfectly fucking fine. If that's all you inspire to be, by all means, do it. I'm proud of those that are cool with that. I just want more for me. I want my daughter to know that whatever she wants to fucking be, she can. She just got to have the will, the heart, the desire, and get down to it. Do that shit. And that's what I want for all of y'all. Take a chance. Fucking do it. And lastly, before we get off here, I know that some of y'all are struggling this time of year. I know that some of y'all are hurting. I know some of y'all are depressed. Find an outlet. Don't let it build up inside you. Do not let those demons, that depression monster, eat you the fuck alive. I almost did. Not saying I was about to go off myself, nothing like that. See, I don't read too much in that shit. I just know that I was letting that holiday depression fucking monster almost get the best of me. To where I could have been sitting in my bed right now, wallowing in darkness, cuddled up with the dogs. That'd have been nice. But I'd just been sitting there lonely. And I would have just been lonely and sad. Or I could have took that pain and all that bullshit and I could have turned it into helping somebody. You got a choice every minute of your life. Are you going to take the negatives that have happened to you and put negativity out into the world? Or are you going to take some of the negatives, turn them upside down on their motherfucking ass, and turn it into a positive to help somebody? Realize the reason why you're still here with all the bullshit and hell you've been through is because you're supposed to still be here. The reason why you still get to tell your story is because you're supposed to tell your story. You're not supposed to be upset about it anymore once you get over it. Once it is behind you, it should be a tool for you to help other people. If you survive something, take those tools that you were given and help somebody else. We've had people in here that have talked about suicide, that have talked about sobriety, talked about domestic violence, that have talked about sex trafficking. Hell, we've had people that have been raped, molested, all kind of shit on this show. A lot of bad shit has happened to a lot of people that's been on this show. And the fact that every one of them spoke up, realized that it was time to quit letting that bullshit control you and you start controlling it. So make the decision today. Make the decision to move forward and to use all your pain and turn it into a fucking purpose. You can do it. If I can do it, you guys can do it. I promise you. I am a shitty public speaker. I'm not the prettiest pig at the county fair. And I've made a career out of social media by just being honest and being who the fuck I am. You guys can do the same thing. I need y'all to do the same thing. World needs more people being honest and helping others. That's what they need. So, y'all suck it the fuck up. Put on your big girl panties. Realize that it's already happened to you. Now let it happen for you. God's done paved the way for you. Now all you got to do is walk it. It's already been paved. Let's put one foot in front of the other. Get your ass on down that road and make a difference. Understand that we all got trauma. But maybe your trauma saves somebody else's life. That's how you got to look at it. It makes all your bullshit make sense. Anyway, folks, I want to apologize for there not being a lot of episodes the past couple weeks with the flu and my intestines saying, fuck me. Hopefully, that's all gone now. I don't know yet. I can't drink yet. That's kind of a sourpuss thing. I'm ready for a glass of whiskey. But either way, there'll be episodes coming to you. I just might be a little bit more sober in them for a little while. I just want to tell each and every one of y'all, I love y'all. If you need anybody, please message me. There's great organizations, Mission 22, Creative Vets, Fight the War Within. It's also the Suicide Prevention Hotline. I know this time of year sucks. Stay around. See it through another year. Maybe it won't suck next year. Just remember, if you're contemplating anything bad, it don't just hurt you. It hurts everyone that you love. So if you're thinking about it, message me. Let's talk. You know, listen, I'll give you some shows to listen to. I'll give you some people to talk to. Last thing I want is anybody leaving this world for it's, your for it's actually your time. The good Lord ain't ready to call you home yet. Your family ain't ready to lose you. Fuck, I ain't ready to lose you. I need your downloads. Yeah. Anything bad happen to you, who the fuck's going to listen to my show? See, you'll hurt me. I don't want you to hurt me. I don't want to hurt any of y'all either. So I just want y'all to know that I love y'all. You're not alone. And if you need anybody this time of year, don't be scared to reach out to me, your friends, or your family. I promise you, it'll be the first, like just like the first time I ever told my story about suicide. I put it on social media because it weighed so heavy on my chest. This was 7-8 years ago. And I was scared to death the second that I did that everybody would think I was crazy. They think I was weak. They think I was just a pussy pretty much. But you know what happened when I opened up and I shared my battles with mental health? I got nothing but love. I got nothing but support. I got nothing but new friendships that have just became family to me. And then old friendships that grew even stronger because they had battled the same shit. So I'm telling you, don't be scared to be honest. If you're not okay, that's okay. Just tell folks so they'll make you feel okay. They'll be there. They'll be there in your corner. I love you guys. If you need me, you know where to find me. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving or whatever the fuck this was. Merry Christmas. And we have a lot of shows for you coming up this month in December. Thank you to the new sponsors on the show. Last but not least, thank you to each and every one of y'all for making my show what it is. I love y'all so much for that. And I love you for just who you are. No matter what you think your imperfections are, no matter what you think makes you a bad person, no matter what you think makes you up that you're ashamed of, it makes you you. And I love you for you. So does the good Lord. More than likely, so does your friends and family. I love you guys. Thanks for listening to the Josh Terry Podcast. I'll see you next time.